Wells turned back to the tall boy and sighed, his anger draining away. I'm here for the same reason you are. His eyes darted toward Clark, who was still out of earshot. I got myself confined to protect someone I care about. The crowd fell silent. Wells turned his back on them and started walking, not caring if their eyes followed him as he made his way toward Clark. For a moment, the sight of her overwhelmed his brain. The light in the clearing had changed as the sky grew darker, making the flecks of gold in her green eyes appear to glow. She was more beautiful on Earth than he'd ever seen her. Their eyes locked, and a chill traveled down his spine. Less than a year ago, he'd been able to tell what she was thinking just by looking at her, but now, her expression was inscrutable. What are you doing here, Wells? She asked, her voice strained and weary. She's in shock, Wells told himself, forcing his mind to wrap around the ill-fitting explanation. I came for you, he said softly. Her face assumed an expression that broke through the barriers, a mixture of sorrow, frustration, and pity that seemed to travel from Clark's eyes straight into his chest. I wish you hadn't, she sighed and pushed past him, striding off without another glance. Her words knocked the air out of him, and for a moment, all Wells could think about was remembering how to breathe. Then he heard a chorus of murmurs from the bonfire behind him and turned, curious despite himself. Everyone was pointing upward at the sky, which was turning into a symphony of color. First, orange streaks appeared in the blue like an oboe joining a flute, turning a solo into a duet. That harmony built into a crescendo of colors as yellow and then pink added their voices to the chorus. The sky darkened, throwing the array of colors into even sharper relief. The word sunset couldn't possibly contain the meaning of the beauty above them, and for the millionth time since they'd landed, Wells found that the words they'd been taught to describe Earth paled in comparison to the real thing. Even Clark, who hadn't stopped moving since the crash, froze in her tracks, her head tilted up to better appreciate the miracle taking place overhead. Wells didn't have to see her face to know that her eyes would be widened in awe, her mouth slightly parted with a gasp as she watched something she had only ever dreamed about. Something they had only ever dreamed about, Wells corrected himself. He turned away, unable to look at the sky any longer, pain hardening into something dense and sharp in his chest. It was the first sunset humans had witnessed in 3 centuries, and he was watching it alone.